and put the correct rock back in and compaction and a patch. And then the current estimate to go back with a overlay of hot mat would be $45,000 to $50,000 to do all the repairs and do the overlay.
And it's how long?
Oh, 0.33 miles.
Is anybody here from that road?
Why would it take so much more?
Because it's asphalt instead of chip and seal.
Again, that is black base. It never did have the top coat put on it. It does not have curb and gutter, but
it looks like a decent road.
It is. It's just got a lot of areas that need to be repaired.
Do you guys have like an HOA out there?
Yeah, you're on the good part right
this
now.
This is a real good part.
Do you have an HOA out there? Do you have an HOA or anything?
No. There's also now 9 homes on there.
Okay.
What do you want to do there?
I recommend that we take it.
Take it in like it is, or do you want to look at a different surface type, or?
Take it in like it is, and we'll do the repairs. And I mean, you've got the width. You've got everything there. You've just got issues where
I agree. It looks
the
to
developer
be
had not, you know, put a lot into it.
Yep.
It looks like it's in good shape.
And there's a lot of very nice homes off of it. Mm-hmm. And like I said, you know, it's a through road. You know, the mail carrier, the et cetera. If there was something that happened on the other portion of the road down below it, you know, you've got that you can direct traffic through.
All of this.
There is some of the bad areas I was talking about.
Yeah, I was wondering, all of that, is that from this spring, from this summer, all the rain?
No, it's been like that for a long time.
Stuff like that is because they didn't do the preparation right. So that's why they're going to dig out. Go ahead.
When they built the road, the correct material for compaction.
When the developer builds these, do they come to you for guidelines on those roads?
So they go to planning and zoning.
Pardon?
They go to planning and zoning. Typically, they put up a bond. There's a lot of issues that we've been dealing with in the recent past to take care of all these types of things from the previous.
Not to change the subject, but this is in a lot worse now than when you took this video.
Okay.
Then when what?
Then when we took the video.
It's gotten worse.
Okay, well, yeah.
Move to accept Lookout Ridge into the county road and bridge system.
Second, but we need to understand is it'll be a while before. When do you think you would?
Correct. It will be a while before we can come out and do anything to it. I mean, we've got other projects currently that we're taking care of.
Yes, sir.
I know it takes a long time to take care of this. Is there any chance you could wait?
We could do something to temporary that would be covered.
Right now, as soon as it rains, it's about anywhere from 6 to 12 inches deep and above.
We have a motion and a second on the floor.
Yep. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Now you can discuss with them.
Thank you.
I don't know what his schedule is after this, but all those types of, I mean, because...
I'm just worried about winter because...
I understand. We're coming to the end of...
Water.
Right.
Truck or bus, school bus, they both will just sink down further.
Where are we at on, like, our schedule and everything else that we've...
I'll get with the supervisor and try to get him to get in there and do the dig outs, which would be probably about a 4-day process by the time you dig them out, haul it off, put your rock back in, but there would be no asphalt or
right.
any of that due to the time of year it is.
Right. Until, hey, what, have they shut down the plants yet?
He told me the other day it was going to be any time.
Any time.
That was last week he told me that, so.
Okay.
The next one, Long Point Lane, you go down Tate Road in Ridgedale, and Long Point is directly across the road that will take you down to the boat ramp or the boat dock area. You know where I'm talking, Brandon? Mm-hmm. Currently...
I'm not going to admit I know anything about anybody down Tate Road.
Currently, the road only goes to about... Move your hand to the right a little bit.
Would we go all the way through or no?
Well, currently the road goes to right there. It's platted to go all the way through, but it's undeveloped from there to there. It would take very minimal to go ahead and connect it. Would be what I would recommend if you take it in.
You do why?
If you take it in to go ahead and from the her where her pan is, from there on out to Newton to finish that part out, we would have to do a culvert and minimal grading to get it to that point. Because the people right there where her pan is, they don't want to do a turnaround there.
It would be better to join in. Okay. Well, what's the road like there?
It's flat. It's got base rock to that point. It is base rock to where the last house is. And it would need to go from there on out to the road.
If we did take it, it looks like it would be less expensive to continue it on out than to do it.
Yeah, it'd be more expensive to do a roundabout than it would to just go through. Mm-hmm. What do you recommend there?
I recommend we take it and finish it out as a through road.
Long Point Lane.
Move to accept Long Point Lane into the county road system.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
I like this next one.
Is that really the name?
There's no sign or nothing on it.
So how am I going to find it?
So we called it No Name.
Who petitioned it?
Smoke Tree Hills.
Who petitioned it?
It's on the Homeowners Association. I don't remember his name.
Right here it is. It's this right here.
Yeah. Currently, you see the main entrance right here to Smoke Tree, Picket Ridge.
Okay, where are we at? Where's Smoke Tree Hills? And no, but I mean, where?
Just past it a little ways is Dana's Barbecue.
Okay, Kim's this is over on E-76.
Yeah,
okay.
E-76. Yeah.
This is the that secondary is, entrance, it says?
Yeah. The one over there is the primary main entrance. This one here, they wanted, because the school bus uses it, I see them go in and out of there a lot. That home is not addressed off of that road because it has no name, so it's addressed off of this, but that would be one residence, and then you've got a driveway that comes in here and goes back up. There's like four or five homes back in here that all come out to that road.
Your school buses come down that road to make the circle to pick up the kids, right?
If we were to take it in, can we name it
We would have to get with the 911 department.
I think we should name it the Randy Hayes Lane.
All right.
Just in honor of him retiring.
Sounds good to me. I'll write that down.
Okay. Or the Stottle Hayes. Stottle Hayes Road.
The main thing that
Stottle Hayes Superhighway.
The main thing it needed was a little bit of vegetation work. And it had a couple spots that needed dug out and repaired.
With the minimal amount, did you see what he had written down there for the amount?
Yeah, 2,500 to 3,000.
Yeah.
So I move that we take in a no-name road, commonly known as the Hayes Lane.
Hayes Superhighway. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
That's not really part of the motion, just letting you know.
I heard it right out, sorry.
Oh, okay. Well, hey, Hayes, it's in the record, buddy. That's what she just said.
The next one, Journey's End. It is at Kazee Mills off of O Highway.
Prescott.
It,
how far are you talking about going?
0.28 miles down to right there. Just go straight on up, Cat. Right there. Okay. And making a hammerhead turnaround right there.
With our existing right of way?
Yes.
You've got the land there to do that with. Yes.
Again, it's got established drainage, but we would need to remove some vegetation, a lot of smaller trees and brush. And then reestablish the ditches.
And we know we have the right of way.
We do have the right of way. I had down 16,000 to 18,000. That would be to do that and put a chip and seal coat on it at some point.
At some point.
That's just an estimate of what it would be to get it to that point.
I make the motion that we take in Journey's End, 0.28 of the mile from to the point of, give me the point on what that is, Randy.
Mimosa Circle.
What is it? I can't see.
Is that Mimosa Circle?
Yes.
The Mimosa Circle.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
The next one is Cedarbrook Lane, out Big Cedar area. It would actually come off of Crestview on the one end. Currently has 5 homes on it. I can't read what that says.
This is Hillcrest and Wendell.
Yeah.
That has 5 homes on it?
Yes. The Hillcrest is actually off of Crestview. You come down and then you turn on Cedarbrook. They're in the process of turning in a petition also on that other one. But anyway, you come down Cedarbrook and it comes up to another T intersection. Right.
Are these some of the ones that you and I drove?
Mm-hmm. There's Lindell. Fent. And anyway, you go on up Cedarbrook, and it connects to Oak, which was included on the petition, and comes back out to Crestview.
Was it Lindell that there was an issue with, or what was the...
Well,
not an issue,
we got it took care of now.
Okay.
Yeah, there was.
So which one are they also going to?
Hillcrest.
Okay.
Which, it's a through road.
Right.
It's right there, start, see it right there? At, right there is where it would start, but they haven't turned it in. But it actually comes back out to Clark Road.
Move to, wait.
once they do